All right, so today I want to talk about recruiting timelines by position because they're important to know just for clarity on the overall process to know where you're at. And so we're going to break that down. So if you don't know who I am, I'm Trent Lohr. I'm a former college quarterback. I run Your First Scholarship, where I help families get their first scholarship and more. And so recruiting timelines are really the way we think about when should you hit certain milestones. So as far as talking to coaches, getting more serious in recruiting, and ultimately your first offer is really the bigger one, kind of that offer window. And so really it's you can break it down by just general division levels. And I'll kind of talk on that quickly before we go into positions. But Division One FBS is going to act the fastest because they have the resources to do so as well as they need to because it's ultra competitive. Then from there, the division levels kind of go on a staggered basis because Division One FCS schools know they're not going to get the best guys. So why should they go out there, spend the resources to find the best guys when realistically they know the FBS programs are probably going to find them, offer them. So instead they wait a little bit longer and then get the scraps from there and start figuring out who they might actually be able to grab. Same goes for D2 schools. D2 schools, they know they're competing against D1 schools. So why are they going to go out there sophomore year, find guys? Instead they wait longer, usually towards end of junior year, senior year, so on. They recruit very class to class. Same with D3 and NA guys, schools. They know, hey, we're not going to be at the D2 schools most likely. We're not going to be at the D1 schools for sure. So why should we go try and find these best guys? We need to find the best guys that we can get grab. And we won't know that until they kind of have a more clear picture. And so that's why the timelines are broken up as so. So the positionally, you have to realize there are certain positions that are obviously in hot demand, others that they wait a little longer. And so the two various ends of the spectrum, the quickest are usually quarterbacks, just because everybody finds that to be a very important position. And then the end is a more specialist, long snappers, kickers, punters. Those guys generally have a very much longer recruiting process. You'll see some of those guys go Division One, way late in the process. May, for example, is a very very reasonable timeline there versus quarterbacks. If you're a Division One quarterback, you're probably committing pre-senior year, bare minimum, if not maybe even your junior year. We've seen a couple of that this 26 cycle. And to get offered late is considered during your senior season by a Division One school. So that's definitely some notes there. Really, from there, then every other position kind of lands in the middle. So you're still going to see skill positions. That's stuff like receiver, running back, corner, safety. Those are going to generally go a little bit earlier. Same with defensive end, is definitely a more coveted position. Kind of in the middle, and generally a little later. You have offensive line is generally one that goes a little later, and of course you kind of have the rest of the positions that I didn't name off, kind of there in the middle, kind of hanging out. And of course, as usual, better talented guys are going to get their offers earlier. But as an average, just kind of is how I'm ranking things. Because of course, if you're a tough offensive lineman, you're going to go early. But for an average as a position, how they look at things, how they offer things, how much in demand they are, that's kind of how things rank up. And so with that, now just to kind of give general timelines, most Division One offers, if you're on track for a Division One offer, you should be getting that spring or summer going into your senior year. That's probably average where most of them go out. You'll see some again go later, some go earlier, but most of them will end up then. That's when boards solidify and really start to get their offers out. For D2 and below, most of it will happen towards the end of senior season, really after senior season. We're entering December here. So seniors going through this, you're going to get most of your offers here in this next month if you haven't already. So with knowing that, and the reason why I say this stuff is because it gives you clarity on what to expect. I see a lot of families be like, we need offers now as sophomores, and that's just not a realistic stance. And really, it doesn't make a difference. So it's much more about just understanding that process and understanding whether you're ahead or behind. You should, again, if you're a quarterback, your goal should be talking to schools pretty much as soon as you can, because it's such an early process. If you're a kicker or a punter, or a long snapper, the earlier you get, better is always going to be good. But if you're a junior right now, not talking to any schools, you shouldn't be stressed about that. You know that's going to be a much longer process. You may feel some of that, but positionally, hey, this process is going to go a lot later. It's to be expected. Let's keep playing things out. And so just having that clear idea when you go through the process one time and you don't really know what to expect just makes things a lot clearer. And hopefully this gives some clarity. So again, pretty short one again today. Just want to give some actionable advice there. But if you like this, if you want more like it, be sure to like and subscribe. See you in the next one. Peace.